Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Tethered Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Tuesday, August the 3rd. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were December corn down 4¾ cents at 554.5. September wheat down 7¾ cents at 721¾. And November beans down 24.5 cents at 1329. Beans were lower as they raised the good to excellent category and the beans on the crop progress report. They raised it 2 percentage points. They lowered corn too. So the beans improving was enough to push the beans down, and that dragged the corn and the wheat down with it. The wheat, spring wheat, was up 1 percentage point, but with the crops so bad at the moment, 1 percentage point, you know, just isn't going to make a big difference. We're certainly well into harvest there. So rains now are going to have, I think, minimal impact on the spring wheat. I think we're a little bit lower as well because of the raindrops. There seems to be a few more rains coming in next week. And if that's the case, it'll certainly help the bean crop. We make the beans in August, so that would be a big help. I don't see a whole lot of rain out there, but you know, the temperatures are going to get hot, up to 90 degrees on Saturday in the Midwest. But it's just a day, and then we look like we back off again as the cold front brings in some more showers. The beans closed the night session under the 100-day moving average. We've had a few closes under the 100-day moving average, but we haven't done it. We haven't had two consecutive lower closes under that. So if we see that today and tomorrow, where we close under the 100-day moving average and we close lower again tomorrow, I think that's telling you that the market believes that there's going to be enough rain here in August. So we have to keep an eye on that. The bean oil was down sharply, down 109 ticks. Again, the palm oil demand has been backing off significantly, and that's been leading to some lower prices there. The meal went with it. It was down 470. So I just don't see anything really positive out here. Crude oil is down another $1.71 a barrel after being down 2-something yesterday. So I just don't see anything really positive out here. The dollar steady, and I think the market's going to focus on the better bean numbers out here. The corn, you know, I think if the beans go, the corn's going to have a tough time. You know, the funds are long 220,000, 230,000 contracts of corn out here. So they've got to have a lot of bull news to feed this, and I'm not sure they're going to get it. If these beans have two closes under the 100-day moving average and the second close is lower than the first close, that would not be a good signal out here. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.